Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
All right, what's happening out there? You are tuning in to Bolt Brady and his bro. It's the best place to get your sports gambling information. We are here to talk Week 14 NFL with our guy, Bolt. What's happening?
Not much. I'm not a fool. I'm just old school, and that's Big Dion.
Yeah. How great is that? We have some Boulder roots, for those of you that don't know us. We used to live there when we were younger.
Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah, so we are juiced that Primetime's bringing his game and get that program out of the gutter.
Yeah, that's sweet. He's telling people, hey, if you want to transfer and get in the portal, no problem. Makes more room for people coming in.
Yeah, how's that for your first team chat for the guys that are still there? What's happening? You guys are pretty garb, so go ahead and enter the portal so we can open up some more roster spots.
Yeah, because you know people are juiced. There was like some ridiculous number, like 100 recruits already reached out to him about wanting to come there. And then where did it say the offensive coordinator was coming from? Kent or whatever?
Kent State, the head coach. I guess he was the youngest college hire a couple years ago. He's some sort of offensive whiz. He's like 36-ish now, I think.
Yeah, he was 31, but apparently they run the super up-tempo offense. Mm-hmm. Like they ran the quickest plays in college football, or top three or something like that. So they get up and down the field.
And then it said Mike Zimmer, the former Vikings coach, is going to most likely come be the D coordinator. He's been consulting him at his Jackson State job.
Yeah, it's just like being a good CEO. You know, you get great management around you, and then, you know, you run the whole show. So that's what Big Dion's going to plan on doing.
Yeah, it's going to be start rocking the CU gear again here. Get him to at least win some games.
Yep. They used to always have awesome gear, so I'm sure Prime will make sure they got other good CU gear to wear.
Yeah, and some of the guys that were probably on the fence about, you know, they liked him, and they were like, well, I mean, there's no TV games hardly at Jackson. Like, CU, at least you're kind of on the map.
Totally. Yeah, he'll be a legend cruising around the Boulder Mall.
Yep. Pearl Street Mall. I just don't know how long he's going to stay in town if he does get him, like, decent, because people always come take their coaches after a few years.
Yep, but they'll take it.
We'll take the ride while he's there, for sure.
Yep. How about the big NFLer? You were VIP at the Kings game, so I don't know how much of the games you saw on Sunday.
I watched the mornings, and then I was watching my boy Deshaun Watson kind of try to give it away. Luckily, defense and special teams covered that one for me.
Wow. Well, I know he was your big plan for fantasy football. And he was a little rusty after 700 days.
Well, he needs to iron it out a little bit here, but that's just, the Texans are god-awful.
Right. Well, so they gave up, what was it, 3 touchdowns due to defense and special teams.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So I saw that one. And then I liked the Vikings was the other one there. They held against the Jets. I said, hold on the Jets there.
Oh, did you take the Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay, you got lucky twice.
No.
Yeah, that's 2 games, because And our friend Patty from Minnesota, she shot us an email and she said that we're not giving, just like everyone, not giving the Vikings respect, but you were giving the Vikings respect. You took them.
Yeah, I thought the Mike White, you know, he's better than what they had going maybe with Wilson. That's yet to be decided here. I just thought they were media hyped there going into a tough road game. That's no gimme.
No, that's not a bad call. I will say, though, that Minnesota won the turnover battle 2-0. They were 3-for-3 in the red zone versus the Jets. You ready for this? They were 1-for-6 in the red zone. And still outgained Minnesota by 206 yards. And the game was still in Minnesota's favor. Once again, they get lucky.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Kirk Cousins was under 200 yards passing. And then the corners for the Jets, they do, you know, they're young guys, but they keep doing it every week. They're shutting down these top receivers. Jefferson had like 7-for-47. So, I mean, Sauce and DJ Reed can clamp it down when they need to.
Well, I wasn't going against them last week. I stayed off it. But, Patty, I'm sorry. This is the week the Vikings go down. They take on the Detroit Lions.
Everyone's offensive darling.
Well, Detroit does score 30 points a ball game or more at home. They actually have the longest against the spread streak right now. They're 4-0 their last games. And How do they match up? So I looked into them, like, okay, I already like this matchup. I'm like, because I don't, the Vikings, I mean, come on, they really don't even need the game. You know, these guys are, they're going to win the NFC North. How much does this game matter to them? Detroit, last time they played by them, Detroit was up double digits on them at two different times on the road. So now they're at home. And I looked into her the last three games against the Vikings. Detroit's actually 3-0 against the spread. So not only do they have a 4-0 against the spread streak going right now, total in the NFL, 3-0 against the Vikings. They're actually 4-1 last five against the Vikings against the spread. First best bet, big Detroit minus the 2.5.
Right when Patty's clamoring for you to give him some props.
I know. Sorry, Patty. Can't do it this week. But, you know, I've been talking about the point differential, right? So once again, they have a whopping 10 points difference between how much they've scored and given up. And that's the worst ever for a 10-2 team. Just put that in perspective. Okay, the Eagles, you know, the Eagles have lost one game. Their point differential is 112 points. Vikings, 10. Just means they're in a lot of close ball games that they win, which you have to give them credit for, right? You can't just say, like, they're saps. They're not saps, but they're going to get caught here with their pants down, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I think I told you that a few weeks ago. If you went back to last year, the team that was losing all the one-score games, it was the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And to start this year, it was the Raiders were 0-6 in those one-score games. So they have figured out a way to pull these out, and the record shows you that. So that's what I think the Raiders, who are on a little hot streak, it's like they'll be like this next year, most likely.
Right. Well, or what it was is the Raiders were the Vikings last year.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying you go to next year, and the Raiders probably can't make the playoffs with where they are, but they pull these out next year, then they're the one that's 10-2.
Right. Well, except we've been backing up the Raiders the last few weeks, and they haven't been letting us down.
Nope, but now Vegas is kind of starting to join in on the hype, though, that, you know, they're the Thursday game this week, and they're favored by 6 at the Rams.
Yes, the Rams. So I took the Rams in the Circa this last week, the plus 7.5 against Seattle, and I shared that pick with one of our friends, and he's like, wow, I can't believe you're taking the Rams. I'm like, well, there gets to be a point where they're giving you too many points, you know, and you got to take it. Yeah, the Rams are terrible.
Right.
But Seattle's defense is terrible also, and they were on the road, and we'll take the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, like the Cowboys started to pile on at the end of their game against the Colts. And so here you go. You look at the lines this week, and it's like it's 17 for the Texans are coming to the Cowboys. It's like, that's getting up there.
And I hate to say it, that was a game I was on the wrong side of. That was another one of my Circa picks. I had the Colts plus the 10.5. How about when you're going into the fourth quarter, it's 21-19.
Mm-hmm.
okay, we're balling. And to make things worse, I started to end game the Colts.
Oh, no.
And then they had four turnovers in the fourth quarter. And, oh, my. I mean, I turned it off, obviously. And then I don't know why I was glancing back at my app every once in a while, my phone, just to think maybe they're coming back. And right. It just kept getting worse and worse.
Matt Ryan can't hold on to the ball. And the turnovers turn into touchdowns real quick.
Is that guy Quick Rick, too?
God.
When he tries to get out of the pocket, he looks like a 85-year-old man.
Yeah. The Saturday and Ryan experiment is...
Oh, it's done?
I would think so.
Speaking of Saturday, okay, it gets a little old, like when the media, okay, so they start the game, or it's like in the middle of the game, and they go, Jeff Saturday. He'll do anything for this franchise. He's really firing up the squad. And they start to get like that voice going. It's like in between quarters or whatever. And you're like, save it. Like, it just sounds so stupid.
Right.
He'll do anything for this franchise.
The Fox commercial voice.
Yeah. It's just like the sideline reporter, you know, like,
oh, yeah.
Like they'll go, Jeff, so what do you think about this game? And he's just like, they're like, thanks, Jeff. He's like, And then that's when they're like, he'll do anything for this franchise.
Right. And they're 4-8-1.
I don't know. But one of the things that I saw this weekend that was badass is, you know, the Rams were playing Seattle, like we said, and Jalen Ramsey and DK were just yapping back and forth the whole game. So, you know, like Jalen must have been saying something like, I'm sticking with you. And so DK went in motion, right? He's motioning from like the right side of the offense over to the left side. And Jalen stays there. And so DK waves him on. He's like, come on, big guy.
Right.
Come with me wherever I go on this whole field. He's doing it as the play is going on.
Right. Like, you want a piece of this? See, yep. If you can shut her down.
Come on, dog. If you could shut me down, come with me wherever I go. That was awesome during the play.
Yeah. I don't know how he wears those dark shields everywhere he plays.
DK-er?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It does make some of the guys look badass, though.
Right. Just the vision, though, of like the receiver, if it's up in the sky, it's just kind of a weird one for me.
He's teeny. I mean, you know who else is teeny is Debo for the San Francisco 49ers. Like his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll do like a little screen pass to him and, you know, like two guys try to tackle him. He's like, it's not happening. You know, he'll plow for another 7 yards.
Just pure like bowling ball, fire hydrant.
So I watched. Did you get a chance to watch the Niners game or were you at the Sacramento Kings game for that?
I had it on. I mean, I could see parts of it.
In the stadium you were watching it?
We had a tube. It was, but we had the Niner line there. So that was a good one for us.
Yeah. No. I know that was a great one. But they looked real good. Joey Bosa finally not, you know, playing at 100%, not hurt.
Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. Yeah, Joey is hurt on the Chargers. Yeah, no, Nick. I mean, Nick was just a freight train coming in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Big Tua looked like the deer in the headlights. I mean, he didn't know what was happening.
Right, because these aren't the JV squads anymore.
No, exactly.
We're on the strong road trip here, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be some problems.
They were in the third quarter, like the end of the third quarter. Excuse me, middle of the third quarter, and Miami had only been on the other side of the 50-yard line for four offensive plays.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting dominated. I mean, they scored the first play of the game. How about that? That was sweet. When you have the Niners -4, I'm listening to the radio because I'm cruising to go get some food for the family, and they're doing all that pregame talk. I'm like, okay, power off on that. I don't need to hear that shit. And then like 5 minutes later, I turn it on. Okay, I'm like, the game should be going. They go, oh, Miami 7-0. I go, whoa, what happened? I think it was the first play of the game. They do the tight end, like they throw it to the tight end, and he goes to the house.
Yeah, and they got a couple long ones, too, one to Waddle and one to Tyreek.
But the Niners go, let's buckle this down. It doesn't matter who we have at quarterback. It could be Brock Purdy from Iowa State, and we'll still roll him.
Yeah.
Mr. Irrelevant, which means you're the last draft choice of the NFL, pick number 264, and that is the rookie quarterback, Brock Purdy, for the Niners. He was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, sometimes those guys come in and they can handle like a half or a few quarters, and then once the other team watches some tape, I mean, these guys will probably dive into some college tape on this guy, so they're ready for him this week. Gets a little tougher, but so the game plan gets simplified and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is when we really need to lean on the run game, because then if the run game gets going, he can do the play action, and you know the play action opens up things quite a bit. They're playing Big Tom in the Bucks.
Yeah, did you watch the Bucks last night, Monday Night Football?
I did, and it's very rare for me to say this, but I didn't have any action on the game. I mean, I told the family, hey, do you guys want to throw the Christmas movie on? Because, but we still watched it, and they were saying, hey, Dad, do you think Tom's going to lose here, like in the fourth quarter? And I'm like, yeah, he is.
It was not a good watch. I mean, they couldn't move the ball. You know, they keep saying how bad their O-line is, and it's some patchwork. They just, if they're not running it, he doesn't have much time to throw it.
Right.
So they couldn't score, and it wasn't until those last 3 minutes they got the two touchdowns.
Was it the last 3 minutes? Well, the Saints, once again, play calling was terrible. It's 3rd and 1, and they're passing it, you know, just saving time. And as soon as it was 4th down and they kicked it, I go, that's ball game. Tommy's going to win it now. And then they didn't even get a good punt. And I go, that's really ball game.
Right.
You want to give Tommy the ball in the 45? What are the chances there? It's 100% that Tom wins the ball game.
Yeah.
And sure enough. So interesting stat here to take with you, though. The Chiefs and the Bucks, terrible against the spread the last 8 games, but the market doesn't really react to it. So even the Chiefs, you ready for this? 1 win, 6 losses, 1 tie, their last 8 games against the spread. Tommy, 2-6 against the spread. So, you know, because they didn't cover last night, they won by 1 and the spread was 3.5.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa's having a hard time winning games, let alone cover like these field goal win spreads.
Right. So now I think they're getting the 3.5 against the Niners. The over-under is only like 39. I mean, I don't know what my take is on that game right now. My initial reaction is I'll take the under on that ball game.
Yeah. It's like, you know, as bad as Tampa's offense looked there, we don't know what Purdy's going to do for a full game. So it's a tough one to really say the Niners can handle them, but their defense is going to bring it, and Tom's going to have to get rid of it quickly.
Are the Nines going to bring in another quarterback here?
They signed the guy journeyman Josh Johnson.
So
he was on the Broncos practice squad.
I mean, who is that guy?
He's been on the Niners in the past. I mean, he's been on probably 12 different teams.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah, so he was in Broncos camp, and he's been there all year. He's on their practice squad. He's on Tampa Bay for a long time.
Oh, he literally has been on like 12 squads.
For sure. He has 1 win as a starting quarterback in the NFL.
In fact, I think he went to college at University of San Diego.
I think you're right.
Which is a small, small school. Because I looked that guy up, like, beginning of the year. I'm like, who is this dude? And yeah, he's been everywhere. Okay. I didn't realize he was on the Niners. That's what threw me off.
They just signed him Monday morning.
No, but that he'd been on him before.
Oh, yeah.
That's what threw me off. I never knew that. But I know what you're talking about. Yeah, he played for the University of San Diego. And then he played, like, dude, he played in all those crappy leagues.
USFL.
The one like The Rock tried getting off the ground or whatever.
Still going.
Is it?
It's an off-season league.
Wow. Those things are bueno.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good for the players that they get more visibility to try to make it to the show. But for the fan, sure, I'm turning that on.
We're going to Birmingham, Alabama for the home game.
Well, I mean, party down in Birmingham, but I don't know, watch that squad.
No, every game is played there for that one league.
Every game?
I think the whole league, they all play at the same stadium. Because they have to make them live down there for like the 8 weeks or whatever.
Oh, really? Wow, okay. I mean, I don't knock the players, like I said, just another chance to get seen, to make it to the show. But man, that's interesting. I would not watch those ball games.
So yeah, he's been, I mean, you could throw the dart at the board on the NFL teams. He's been on one of them.
So that's their plan, huh?
You know, and then there's the Baker maybe rumor, but I don't know if they want that.
Right. Well,
so I don't know. Purdy running the rest of the way here. That'd be a great story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, once again, he's got the defense to lean on. So, but yeah, we'll see what happens there. What else you got your eye on this week?
For sticking out to me, we were talking about the Dolphins earlier. I think this road trip's going to be tough for them. The Chargers are getting points at home.
Mm.
They're getting 3.
Or 3.5, I believe. I saw 3.5.
Yeah, so I think the Chargers can win this game.
So I'm not going to disagree with that, but I'm not going to agree with it. I saw a brutal stat for the Chargers. Okay, you ready for this one? So James Conner, running back for the Cardinals, used to play for the Steelers. I think he fought off some like diseases in the past, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's a total badass, like mentally and stuff. But just as far as like being a running back these days, I mean, I just think the ship has sailed. And because like when I watch him, I'm like, dude, like there's not another running back that could come in for that guy. He's just not very fast and stuff. So anyway, I was correct when I'm like, dude, this guy hasn't rushed for over 100 yards in 2 years. And he rushed for a $120 versus the Chargers.
Hmm.
So that's a little scary.
Well, Miami's strength, you know, their offense is their strength here. But the Chargers defense needs to step it up with Mac and Bo. They keep saying Bose is close, so I'm not sure if he'll try this week, but he'd make a huge difference.
Dude, how often does that guy play? I mean, he's out easily 50% of every season.
Right. But, I mean, you could see it with the Niners, with Tua. When it doesn't have that time, there's that accuracy and stuff's not quite as accurate.
Oh, I know. When those guys come humming off the end, it's trouble. But, I mean, the Chargers, Keegan Allen, I don't know if you've watched any of that game, but, you know, we suggested the Raiders in the teaser last week, so that was nice because they didn't even need the points. But Keegan Allen, like, scored... Keenan, sorry. He scored from Cal Berkeley. He scored a touchdown, and before he like almost even caught the ball, he started talking trash to the fans and like the defensive backs for the Raiders. It was hilarious. He's like doing the yapping motion with his hands.
Right.
He's like yap, 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 as he's yapping at everyone. but I mean, you know, he's a baller, and then I don't know what the deal is with Mike Williams and
ankle.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I think that's a national televised game, right?
It's the Sunday night game, yeah.
Yeah.
The 5:20.
I'm sure the Chargers will come to play there.
Mm-hmm. They were kind of going over some of the, you know, watching the Tampa last night, kind of like where they line up for the playoff matchups currently. And, you know, Tampa's going to win the division, so it's a home game.
Mm.
So currently it'd be like Dallas is coming to them.
Wow. That'd be a boat race.
You would think, yeah. You know, Dallas sometimes can choke in those big moments, but you would think their defense would put the heat on Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's going to be legit. I can't wait for the playoffs to come. Well, I'll tell you a game that I like, and it involves my boy Kyler Murray here.
Mm-hmm. I have him circled.
Did you? Do you like them against the Patriots as well?
Yep, they had the week off.
Yep.
Little turmoil controversy with him and the coach once again. They tried to patch it up, but Kyler just can't help himself. But I like him here.
Yeah, I mean, Big Mac Jones going on the road, favored over Kyler. Come on. I mean, wrong team's favored here. I'm sorry. I mean, you look at the records or whatever, but I mean, Mac he's thrown a whopping 7 touchdowns this year with 7 interceptions, and the Patriots lead the NFL in turnovers. They've got 17 turnovers. I mean, they've only played 13 games here, so, and that's another national televised game, I believe.
Is that it's a Monday night? Yeah,
yeah. Come on, you don't think Kyler's going to show up in front of national television? So, best bet Arizona plus the 1.5, and then hold on, I've got them more here. What if we also bump them up to the 7.5? Get serious. Kyler on Monday night at home with 7.5. Okay. And then how about this? Get ready for this on the other end. The Bengals. They play Cleveland. Woo! That squad is bueno.
Mm.
We're going to move the Bengals down to a pick 'em at home. Come on. Come on. Is that maybe the teaser of the year right there?
We're giving not just one special today, but 3.
Dial 1-800.
And we'll give you the 3 best picks. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, Cleveland's going to be a little better than they were. But since he's starting to hum, I mean, they looked great against the Chiefs again.
Yes, they did. And Cleveland already waxed the Bengals on Halloween, if you recall. That game was on national television. I think that might have been the Thursday. Yeah, it was a Thursday night, Halloween maybe. Anyway, so there's the revenge factor there. The Bengals, yes, they've beaten the Chiefs three times in year 2022 now. Because both of those games last year were played in January, and then they beat them again here. So, and by the way, you want to talk about throwing the TV out the window. You were at the basketball game, so you might not have seen it. Chiefs are, so the Chiefs get down 14-3, and my son goes, Dad, they might be in trouble here. And I go, let's hold the horses here. I go, last time it was the Bengals that were ahead or behind. Now it's the Chiefs that were behind and going to come back. And sure enough, Patty does what Patty does. And we're up 24-20 with the ball driving. 5 minutes left. We just crossed the 50 with Kelce, and he decides to fumble. You got to be shitting me, buddy. Oh, my God, dude. Shitting me. He fumbles. The Bengals get the ball, come down, score the touchdown, and they win 27-24. Oh, I was pleased.
The Chiefs did have a chance, though, with the kick to tie it at the end.
The 55-yarder or whatever, outdoors. I mean, come on. I heard someone, by the way, I heard a handicapper talk about that on his podcast today, and he was like, all the snapper has to do is snap the ball and make sure that... the laces are facing the right way. And I go, dude, you have no clue what you're talking about. You think the snapper controls where the laces are when the guy catches it? That is the responsibility of the placeholder to catch it. Whoop, spin it around. You may be wondering how I know this. I did it for every game of my entire career.
Because the guy with the good hands has to be the holder.
That is true. That is true. Cannot have bad hands and be the placeholder.
Did you see Jamar Chase's catch on this? It was out of bounds, but he kind of went up with the one hand.
Yes.
Those guys, you know, don't get me wrong. I appreciate a good catch. Someone mentioned it a year or two ago. They're like, hey, these guys are great athletes. I go, but the gloves these guys wear nowadays with the tack stick them.
Right.
You can just see like it, how it just sticks into that thing. It's like, boop.
Yeah, dude, I could even see it last night. Tom Brady had the glove on, and I was just looking at it, and he could comb his hair looking at the reflection of that thing. It's so sticky.
Or there's a spray, too, that, you know, for some of them.
Right.
Slap a little extra on there.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Those gloves are unreal nowadays. They were good, you know, 15 years ago. I could only imagine them now.
Mm-hmm. Like you got a pair from a CU player back in the day, threw them at you.
Several times. I would go down and ask Barry Sanders. I think I said that before on this podcast. I tried to get his gloves one time when they played Colorado, and he goes, nope, I'm out of here.
These are mine, bud. Yeah, I got one other one here I liked. Seattle is at home, and Carolina's coming to Seattle.
Yeah.
And the Hawks are -3.5.
And you like the Hawks?
Yeah. I know Carolina had the week off, and they're going to go with Sam Darnold. They've stuck in some games, and their defenses look pretty good against some squads. But, I mean, we were talking about Russ and the Broncos offense. I'll take Geno here.
Yep. I have nothing against that. I think the look-ahead was actually -6. And it's moved all the way down to 3.5. So that might be a little bit of an overreaction there.
Yeah. No, I'll gladly take Geno here. I mean, he's humming along. He's still got the best completion percentage.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Their offense isn't the problem, obviously.
No. Nope. Like we said, Geno's going to get a nice little payday here in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the coaches on something the other day, and Belichick's getting 20 a year now, 20 mil.
What?
It said he was the highest paid coach. I think with incentives and everything, like behind the scenes.
Belichick makes $20 million a year.
It said that's what it comes out to. And it had like McVay at like 14.
Really?
Yeah. Because the college guys are up at like 9, you know, like Saban. Or no, Lane Kiffin was 9. Saban's like 11.
Deion 6 now or whatever?
Yeah, he's just over 5. Like it escalates up to 6, like by year 3 or whatever, or 5.
Well... Yeah, the Belichick thing. I mean, are we starting to see it was a little bit more Tommy, or was it Bill? I mean, he does need a better quarterback than Mac Jones.
They were saying, you know, Tom's the true free agent again here at the end of the season with Tampa Bay.
Mm.
They said with the Garoppolo dinged up, you know, who knows what Trey's doing. He might need a little more time than even the start of the season. They go, let's just try Tom Tom one more time with the Niners.
And that'd be ball game.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Tom with all those weapons?
So they said get ready for them to revisit that. Give him 1 year with the Niners, maybe two if he wants it.
That'd be unreal.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be unreal. Tom, CMC, Debo, Kittle, Ayuk.
With that defense?
Ball game. Let's just give them the trophy right now.
What else you got here?
Well, okay. I mean, we were talking about Kansas City against the spread the last 8 games. So I saw they travel into Denver this week, and I saw the line, and I text one of my buddies that's the biggest Broncos fan that I know, and I said, hello, Mr. Shep. I go, can you recall the last time the Broncos were getting 9 points at home against Kansas City? And he goes, actually, I can't. And that was with all those garb quarterbacks.
Drew Locke and company, yeah.
Yeah, who else was there? I mean, dude, all those crap quarterbacks. And the Broncos can't score, but 9? I mean, this is their Super Bowl, by the way.
Brock Osweiler?
Yeah, exactly. So give me the 9 against the KC-er, but if you're with me, hold out a little bit because this line's not going down. It's just going to creep up, and if that could get to the 10, it'd be unbelievable. But I'll take the Bronx plus the 9.
Yeah, I mean, their defense isn't the problem. It's just they need a little help on the other side of the ball. I don't know if you saw they're kind of making a big deal. The national or the Twitter feeds and stuff for the Broncos, they removed the pictures of Russ as the guy, like the face of it.
And No way.
They swapped it out like for some other guys on defense and stuff. They're like, wow, even like the media guys for the Broncos are taking the QB off of it.
Sure. How does that make you feel if you're Russ? Wow.
Yeah.
There was a stat. There's this guy, Stuckey, that I saw. He came up with this stat. The Ravens. There were the teams were 0 wins and 206 losses when you give up 2 turnovers, you don't receive any, and you score less than 10 points, you lose every time, but not against the Bronx. Mm-mm. That's incredible. So that's the first time a team has ever won, giving up 2 turnovers and scoring a whopping 10 points and winning the ball game.
Huh.
Incredible.
It is.
So far, I've got Detroit minus 2.5. We got Arizona plus the 1.5. And then we're also teasing Arizona up to 7.5 to the Bengals pick 'em. And I've got one more teaser to rock and roll with those guys. How about the Ravens? The Ravens are traveling into Pittsburgh. Looks like without Lamar, obviously. That's why they're getting the 3. We're going to bump that up to 9. Ravens plus 9. I saw a stat. If there was ever, between these two teams, if one of the teams was ever favored between higher than 3 points, they're like 18-0 against the spread. That's how close these games always are. And the over-under is only 38. We'll take the Ravens plus 9 to wrap it up with AC and the Bengals there.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if their defense hangs on, they have the better kicker. So
and that work. Huntley guy, I mean, he's definitely capable.
Yeah.
You know, so plus 9 in that game gets serious.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think that's going to do it for week 14 here for us for NFL. Don't forget Twitter and Instagram. It's at Bolt Brady Picks. And guys, don't forget those reviews out there. If you go to Apple Podcasts and hook us up, we appreciate it. That always helps us out.
And you can do, not even on Apple Podcasts, you can do it at Spotify or wherever. And maybe you're out there thinking, I've already left a review. No problem. Grab your wife's or your lady friend's and use their phone. And we'd appreciate that too.
Yep. And we'll pick a couple winners and mail you out some hats.
That is true.
All right. I think that's going to do it for this week.
See ya.